Good afternoon and welcome to the last podcast of term one. 8 weeks. 8 weeks. Now, you hear teachers, we're all moaning. We're going, oh, 8 weeks. And I know those of you in the muggle world will be saying, get over it. Because that's what Mrs. Patterson does. She says to me, get over it. In the real world, we work much longer than that. And I get it. But there's something about working in education that is massively intense. Seriously. So anybody who has worked in education or works in education will get it. It is well intense. And we're very tired. The children are tired. So we are grateful that we finish on Friday at normal time and all looking forward to a well-deserved week off. Don't forget, Friday is fireworks. Tickets are available every morning and afternoon. No tickets will be sold on the gate, and we'll be able to sell some at parents' evening too, which is, don't forget, Tuesday and Thursday this week. I hope everybody's booked their parents' evening slots, and if you haven't, please give the office a call and we'll see where we can fit you in, because we want to give you the opportunity to hear how well your little ones have settled in so far this term, and what next, what do they need to learn next, and where are we going next to make them the very best versions of themselves. Don't forget Monday, I know I'm saying it's half term, I can't wait for the half term, but we're coming back to school Monday for a volunteer morning, 8:30 onwards. Mrs. Young is buying breakfast. She's so generous. We've got loads of Kallax units, IKEA Kallax units, to build to finish off refurbing the year three classroom. So if you've got some time, and you can bring the kids, by the way, we said that in the summer, didn't we? If you've got some time Monday morning, 8:30 onwards, would love to see you here in school for us to get those classrooms looking spick and span and ready for when the children come in the week after. Thank you to all of you who have contributed to the Asda cash pot. Now, you can do it via the Asda app. We've currently got £361.63 in that pot, and every penny helps. If you're shopping in Asda or Asda online, make sure you select us for the cash pot. We've got 41 days left until it closes, and we'd love to raise, well, wouldn't a grand be good, eh? 1,000 biggins. That is what we want to aim for. So thank you so much, but please keep doing your shopping in Asda and choosing us. I just want to do a massive shout to the site team, to Mr. Benson and Mrs. McGowan and Mrs. Bennett as well. Have you seen the hedge on White Avenue? They have grafted, right? They've worked so hard to start cutting that back. Now, it's by no means finished. It's going to take quite a while, but I'm glad. Thank you to everybody who's thanked them for what they've done, because that's hard work with a chainsaw and cutting it as far back as they have. But I hope it's going to make that pavement just a little wider and just a little safer. And on that note, I just want to thank you all for those who have decided to walk in a bit further, not park in the local roads, or just left a little bit earlier. As I said, the only way we can make the streets safer is by us making them safer, if that makes sense. It's all down to us. We have that responsibility. We've got control over that. So thank you so much to all of you who have taken that on board and helped out by parking further away, or actually just walking to school rather than taking the car. I want to apologise, actually. I just want to apologise for my absence. I've not been present and around about so much. And people are fed up with me whinging about this bit. We haven't had a school business manager since sort of June, July. So the rest of the responsibilities have fallen on me and Mrs. Ellington, Mrs. Young and Mrs. Abbott. And we've been sort of taking the load, but that has sort of really taken its toll, I won't lie. And it's kind of taken us away from doing our normal jobs, because we've been doing our jobs plus another job on top of that. So I want to apologise. I want to welcome Mr. Alexander, who starts on Friday. And I'm hoping that I'm just going to be able to resume just my one job of being head teacher, rather than head teacher and business manager at the same time. And I hope to see you around a lot more after the half term break. Just a few more notices before I go. I'm going to keep it short and sweet today. No clubs this week, apart from the after school chargeable club. Parents evening, as I've said, is Tuesday and Thursday. If you've not got that Appointment, please phone the office and get it booked in. Our coffee morning, 8:30 on Wednesday over in the Rainbow Room. And we've got Jasmine Metawire. She's our speech and language specialist. She's going to be there fielding any questions you may have and supporting you with any speech and language issues you may have or your child may have. As I said, end of term Friday, normal time finished. Friday, we've got a menu changed. It's bonfire themed, yeah? So it's hot dog and chips or cheesy wells, jackets or shooting star shortbread biscuits. There's no bagels Friday because of this. So bonfire themed Friday lunch, hot dog and chips or cheesy wells or jackets. And we've got shooting star shortbreads because it's obviously our firework night. Volunteer day I've done. Returning to school Monday the 4th of November at normal time. And please, if you've got any outstanding dinner debts or debts, could you make sure they are cleared before we finish on Friday. Went over to Morrison's this morning. Our year fives are over there singing some Halloween-y type songs. It was lovely. And the community were out. There's people just stood there. People are throwing notes. We're looking at notes. No more coins anymore. They're throwing notes into our collection buckets, which was really, really generous. And we will put that money to good use here in school. So I hope if you saw them, I hope you chucked a couple of quid in and you sung along with them. Not long till Christmas, eh? We'll be doing the old Christmas performances before you know it. Hope you have a lovely half term when it arrives. Thank you for all of your support and feedback this term. And we will be back bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, Monday the 4th of November. And before we go, obviously, it is time to hand over for Mrs. Nicholson's final oracy challenge of the term. Mrs. Nicholson, over to you.
Hello there. Yeah, it's me again, Mrs. Nicholson. Just to ask this week, if you had to get rid of all of your toys, which one would you keep and why? But it can't be an electronic device. So there's thought for thinking about and discussion. Personally, I would keep a doll that I've had for many, many years that looks like she's really angry and suited me down to the ground when I was a little girl. So have a real good think about which one of your toys, if any, you could keep. Good luck.